listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Final Girls Horror Cast, and thank you for joining us for the sixth installment of our Let's Make a Monster series, the special series where we take one of my non-horror loving friends and ask them to watch a horror movie in hopes to turn them to the dark side. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Now, some of our newer listeners might not remember this Let's Make a Monster series. It's been a while since we've done one of these, but today we're welcoming back to the show my friend, my work husband. She's a little bit psychic and a little bit psycho, my friend Holly.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon.
She's also very sick.
I'm not very sick. I'm just kind of sick.
She's going to cough this whole time, and it's going to drive everyone nuts.
But it's going to be the cutest cough you've ever heard in your whole life.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So good to be back.
So Tully was on originally. This is our second time back. The first time you were here, we watched a movie called Creep.
And I really reluctantly loved it.
You did.
I did.
Because just as a refresher, Tully likes reality TV shows.
Lots of reality TV shows.
But does not like horror movies.
No. I'm very like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. You love 50 Shades of Grey.
I love teeny bopper movies.
Yes.
Anything from the 90s.
Yes.
Amazing.
Saved by the Bell. She loves Saved by the Bell.
I was Kelly Kapowski last night in bed, FYI.
It's a little too much information.
So sorry.
Shout out to Danny.
Hey, girl. Hey.
You just said that. You're such a psycho. horror, not her thing. So I think, honestly, out of everyone we've done Let's Make a Monster with, Tully is the most reluctant to watch a horror movie. But you also asked me to come on.
I did, because I'm really excited about this one.
So you knew there was a sequel. When we recorded last time, I told you there was a sequel, and you were like, I'm down to watch it.
Right.
So we promised to have you back for Creep 2. So if you were really coming on for Let's Make a Monster 2,
right,
I probably would have picked a different movie for you, but because you specifically requested this one, I'm going to let it pass. But next time, I'm going to pick something scarier than this.
I did not research, pre-watch anything.
Good.
So I'm really trusting that this is no less or no more ridiculous than the last one.
It's fairly similar.
Level. Okay.
It's fairly similar.
Yeah.
I don't like the look. If you guys could see her look right now.
Well,
this is the look.
Because what I think might not be
similar.
What you think. But it is fairly. See, you can trust Carly.
I trust Carly more than you, I think.
I feel understand.
Like Carly might be my best friend.
Well, Carly's everyone's yes. best friend. Everyone loves Carly.
I mean, you're all right, but I'm really here for Carly.
I think that's how the listeners feel about me, too, is I'm kind of all right, and Carly is their favorite.
No, no, no.
Okay, well, so we usually don't do a trailer trash talk for Let's Make a Monster, but I found this trailer and I really wanted to do it. So before we get started making Tully into a monster, let's get started with the segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Attack of the Killer Donuts with a November 17th release date. It's by director Scott Wheeler. Now you guys might remember Scott Wheeler from classics like Snow Sharks and MILF. No?
Haven't seen either of those, but super down for Snow Sharks.
I mean, MILF sounds like it's kind of right up my alley.
It does. It does sound like it's right up your alley.
I feel like I'm being fooled.
It's written by Nathan Dalton, Chris DeChristopher.
He has terrible parents.
And Rafael Diaz-Wagner. The summary is, a chemical accident turns ordinary donuts into bloodthirsty killers. Now it's up to Johnny, Michelle, and Howard to save their sleepy town from killer donuts.
Terrifying.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, this has been popping up all over. Modern Horrors has an article on it on the website, and a couple of our listeners have sent us links for it. So I'll, give the people what they want, I guess. Let's talk about Attack of the Killer Donuts.
I would 100% watch this movie.
It looks like it kind of reminds me of Birdemic with, like, the really bad graphics.
It's so cheesy that it looks like it could be just, like, great in the worst way.
And Johnny Knoxville for some reason.
In Johnny Knoxville as our, was it, like, police chief or something? Or just a regular policeman?
He's turned into quite the silver fox, though, hasn't he?
He has. He really has.
He didn't piss me off. That's all I'm saying.
No, he didn't upset you.
But I kind of wonder, like, when you go, and Carly, maybe you can speak to this, like, when you go on an audition and you're like, okay, I've got an audition for a movie, and then, like, this is it? This is the movie? Like,
I feel like he had a, he's probably, like, a producer or something. I wouldn't be surprised if we looked it up and he was a producer.
That could make sense. But, like, what about, like,
he's Johnny Knoxville.
The actual, like, the actors in the movie that are... Like, did you see how serious they were acting? Like, they were all in.
No, I think they realize it's ridiculous.
I'm just saying, I would be on board. Right? I'd be stoked to audition for this. I'd be like, too. Yes.
I'd be game.
Sign you know me what up. I want to see is I want to see the behind the scenes of them filming this where there's, like, literally nothing that they're fighting against and they're just reacting to nothing all over the place.
Like a green screen?
Yeah.
I just would wish that there were just green circles hanging from the sky everywhere. They're just like, that's what I imagine.
I picture, like, donuts on strings hanging in front of them, and they're just, like, batting them like cats.
Exactly.
Maybe.
God, that's wonderful. So good.
So I think I'm going to go ahead and say that this is probably going to be streaming and not in a theater. So
I think that's a safe assumption.
I think so, too, because it really does have a 2016 release date, not now, but the November 17th, I would assume, is either VOD or maybe it'll be on, like, Netflix or something. I don't know. Well, we shall see.
That we can't make it, like, a date night.
Well, we can if you want.
No, but I mean, like, sit in the theater.
We can put the projector outside and have, like, an outdoor screening of it under the stars.
Where there'll be, like, marshmallows and a fire. Well, can we cuddle?
I don't have a fire thing outside, so I feel like it would more like lots of alcohol and maybe some popcorn.
All right.
You need to, like, lower your expectations of my hostessing.
So far, I've got my Pirellis with my orange juice, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, Pirellis are tires. It's Prosecco.
Tomato, tomato, my
This is what we do all the time, guys. I'm sorry that we're subjecting you to it.
Also,
so let's
sorry, not sorry.
Carly, why don't you go ahead and intro Creep 2 for us, because that's the movie we're going to be discussing today.
Wonderful. So we are going to be talking about 2017's Creep 2, directed by Patrick Bryce, written by Patrick Bryce and Mark Duplass. The IMDb summary is: a video artist looking for work drives to a remote house in the forest to meet a man claiming to be a serial killer. But after agreeing to spend the day with him, she soon realizes that she'd made a deadly mistake.
Dun, dun, dun. So, Tully, tell us a little bit about your expectations for this film.
I would hope it would be a direct repeat of the last one. Little tubby time.
You really just want to watch Creep again.
I really love Mark Duplass.
He's in it.
I know.
He's great.
But I'm a little upset that it was, like, Patrick and then Mark. I feel like it should have been Mark and then Patrick.
I would say there's more Mark in this.
Okay.
There's definitely way more Mark.
And Patrick's dead, so you don't really have to worry about him.
So, but now
spoiler
it's a
alert. I guess I should have said.
Oh, I know. Spoiler alert. Come on. But now it's a woman.
Yeah. So that much you know.
I wouldn't be disappointed if it was, like, the exact same scenario, but with a woman and everything else was the same.
But I feel like most people don't feel that way. I think you feel that way because you want to know what to expect.
Fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I don't like change.
Right.
So.
Who does?
I'm not sure.
No one.
Yeah. No one likes it. Okay. Well, let's just go and watch it. Let's turn the lights out, close the curtains, and see if we can turn Tully into a monster.
Ooh. Sounds good.
I'm Sarah. Hey, welcome to Encounters.
Sunday morning.
I'm Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
The show where I look behind the strange world of online personal ads. What is their story? Who are these people? So subscribe and join me on this journey. You never know who you might meet next.
Hello?
Hello.
Ever since I turned 40, I've lost my inspiration. I have no joy.
I'm having a hard time.
I doing trying to make the films that I used to make? What if I make a documentary? And this is where you come in.
I have no idea what I'm stepping into.
Together, I believe we will make magic.
Aaron, is that you?
You are inspiring feelings in me. I don't know what to do. Oh my God. This is gonna be a good day. I'm very excited about it, okay?
Are you ready to go?
Wow, you're a tough nut to crack.
Okay, so we're back. Woo. We did it. We watched the movie. It's now 11 o'clock in the afternoon-ish, because we had to do it early in the morning for Tali.
Yay, high maintenance.
High maintenance, it's cool.
I'm still in my pajamas.
Are you?
I wish I had no bra on right now so bad.
I have zero bra on. I don't know.
There was not a requirement for you to wear a bra. A shirt, I appreciate.
Yeah, but I had to drive. But... I had to drive 30 minutes. That means a bra is necessary.
That a requirement?
Yeah, because you know the little strap goes in between the boobs. You know, the seatbelt strap.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I don't know what that has to do with wearing a bra.
It's just like the nips rubbing on a shirt. It's not the same. It doesn't feel good.
High maintenance.
High maintenance.
High maintenance. Okay, so we're back, and we watched Creep 2.
We did.
So. Tali, let's hear a little bit about how you liked the film.
I love his wiener.
Yeah. I love that he's knew we were going to talk about the wiener.
We're not there yet.
Before we do this.
Oh.
I should say. So this isn't streaming on Netflix yet. It will be streaming on Netflix. I want to reiterate that. We thought it was going to be streaming on Netflix immediately because it is a Netflix production. But turns out they're doing VOD for a little while to try and make some additional money. And I don't blame them. So we will
good
be doing
them.
Some spoilers now. If you don't want to be spoiled, you might want to just wait to listen to this till it's on Netflix. No harm, no foul. But, you know, throwing some money at this movie is not a bad idea. We should be supporting these types of features. I'm stoked to see Creep 3, and I'm happy to give them some money to fund it. And
absolutely.
Yeah, so go out and do that if you want to. If not, wait until it's on Netflix and listen to this episode. But we're about to spoil. Tali already told you there's a wiener.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it's worth mentioning.
We call it a peen on the podcast,
oh, on
so
peen.
I'd appreciate it if you...
Wiener also is acceptable.
It is, but, I mean, we're the peen podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about the peen in a while, though.
It's true. We're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back. Back to the peen.
I will stick to the podcast vernacular.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. She also has a lovely picture. I will post this on our social media page.
I did draw a picture of the peen.
Of the peen. It's... Can I see it?
Absolutely. Donde está? There.
Amazing.
And
expert.
It goes, pew, pew.
Expert.
And
I mean,
it didn't shoot anything in the movie.
No. Not in the movie,
no.
But in the picture.
In the picture, it is shooting something that looks like hair, maybe?
No, definitely jizz.
It looks like hair, though. Why is it all stringy?
I'm not a very good artist.
Oh, okay.
It's not my forte. I'm working on it. If you must point it out, I'm not very good at it. I'm still learning.
Okay. Well, I want to be as vivid as possible. This is a podcast. They can't see. It's all audio.
Oh,
I'm trying to, like, explain what it looks like.
We'll show it to our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah. Our Patreon subscribers will get
$5 per peen.
They have to pay us $5 per peen.
I think this is a nice peen. That's a $5 peen.
I mean, it's a $5 peen.
It's very straight.
Did you not see the peen?
It was a... I mean...
I did not see a gentleman's curve.
Let's talk about the movie before we start talking about the penis, though. I mean, I know it's really hard not to talk about it, but let's... Like, your impressions versus the actual film and how you felt about that.
So I felt like it was going to be very predictable. And then it wasn't. And then it was.
Yeah.
But then it also wasn't. And I was like, sold.
They did a good job then.
They did a very nice job. I was not scared, not even one time.
Yeah.
Did not jump.
This is not the kind of movie that scares you.
It's more of a mental, like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Yes.
kind of
but
thing.
But I really have a deep love for him.
Yeah.
I love him.
And you love uncomfortableness.
I do.
You like watching people be uncomfortable.
Yes.
It's something
love the
you
experience
enjoy.
Of uncomfortableness.
So this is like really like in your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. You're a fan.
Absolutely.
So the so you like Sarah? Did you like the character of Sarah?
I thought she was really dumb.
Interesting.
It made me very upset that she had zero concerns about him until like three quarters of the way through.
I don't think she had zero concerns about him. I think she had multiple concerns about him.
I mean, she's like, he's definitely not a serial killer. And I'm like,
but it's like the first thing that he does is show her a video of him murdering someone.
Exactly. And I'm like, why are you still here?
Well, she made that very clear that she was there because she wanted to have a really good episode of her social media webcast.
Totally.
Whatever.
But I don't think that makes her
I love my podcast. I would not put myself in harm's way for
Thank
it.
Thank you.
But if that was, like, if we were trying to legit, like, this was our job and we wanted to only be doing podcasting, which honestly we do. So maybe we should interview some serial killers. But
I don't recommend it.
No? Oh, okay. but I mean, if this was like your thing, like, you know, you need to like put yourself out there more. She even says it. She says, maybe I'm not doing well because I'm not putting myself out there.
I don't know. I still think like, this is your life, chick. The hell's wrong with you?
Did you find, so you didn't find that believable at all?
I found it, the whole thing, believable. I was very, like, engrossed in the movie. But I was like, come on.
You just thought she was stupid. See, I didn't feel like she was stupid. I thought she was very smart, and I felt like she had a lot of control over the situation. The first time I watched this, I was like, she's a good match for him. Like, she obviously feels like she has some control in this situation, or else
she felt that way. I totally agree.
Yeah,
she didn't have any.
But it seemed that way too. I thought for a lot of the movie that she had some sort of control. She was a match for him.
I 100% agree that she was a match for him. But I don't know about the control factor.
I feel like if she was smarter, I mean, if she did all the things I think that she was supposed to do. But I feel like she should have left.
Right.
After the allotted time that he said, I'm not going to murder you in this amount of time. Cool. I'm going to leave about an hour before that runs out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think she felt like she had a deep connection with him. I think he's a fantastic actor. And I wonder, like, we don't know who he is at all. Right? Like, he's calling himself Aaron the whole time. Aaron's the guy from the first movie that he killed.
Right.
So he just took his name.
Right.
We don't know his name. We don't know really anything about him. We don't know if anything he's saying is true or false. But he seems very genuine at all times.
I 100% agree.
So it's really confusing and difficult. And he's so fucking likable.
I'm so in love with him. It's not even funny. I want him to be my best friend.
You want him as a serial killer to be your best friend?
Yes, because he's like, come on. Bestie.
Stop touching me.
Oh, we can't see
We don't touch on the podcast. Oh.
Because we can't.
Yeah. No, that's not why.
I wrote down, look, I love him. I love what? Pain. I love him. I love peen.
I like that. How you crossed out wiener and wrote peen. I appreciate you editing yourself.
Well, you know, I'm here for you. And we can't talk about it.
We can talk about the wiener now. That's fine. Okay, so just for people, I know we have an audience that'll just let us spoil things for them, so we're just going to do it. To make Sarah feel uncomfortable, she just got there. He basically says, we need to just get our nakedness out of the way and then it won't be an issue. So he like drops his towel and she's totally unfazed and then she gets naked. It's a whole thing. But he stands there very naked. Mark Duplass, 100% of him.
Lots of
like painting. A good 30 seconds of just naked.
And I love that shot because he's standing there and he's like trying to look confident, but he's obviously like, I don't know how to stand. Like he kind of like puts his hip out and is like, yeah. Nope, that's weird. I'm going to stand this way. Like,
where do my balls go? Yeah. Oh, you could just kind
of
tell.
It was just like a very honest like depiction of like someone trying to stand nude confidently.
But the tan lines, did anybody else notice how high up his shorts waistband
they
was?
Definitely look like
European
boxer shorts. Short lines,
like boxer briefs.
Yeah, boxer briefs.
But who tans in those?
Well, if you go to a tanning booth,
you go naked.
Maybe you don't want to burn your wiener. I think I don't know a lot about men, but it seems like they're pretty attached to their wieners.
Well, I mean,
so, I mean, I would understand that maybe they don't want to burn it and they leave the...
I can make some calls and ask.
I don't know if I know any men that go to tanning salons, so I can't really... I don't have much knowledge.
Allow me to take care of this for you.
Here we go.
Who are you texting?
My current husband.
This is not a phone-a-friend.
Well, but I need to know because okay. He used to tan.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. I worked at a tanning salon and he did it all to impress.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask him if he tanned naked.
Okay.
I think he did.
We're learning a lot about your husband on this episode.
I love it.
Hey.
So he has... So he just stands there naked. It's very surprising. I don't know how to react to it, but Tony laughed.
He did laugh.
When he was naked, but like it wasn't.
Blake didn't even remember. After the first time I watched this, like we watched it separately, and I just sent him the eggplant emoji, and he's like, I don't get it. And I was like, the like super long wiener shot that happened. Like,
yeah, it's a really long shot.
It is a long shot.
It's a long, long shot. Hey. Oh, man. All right. So
I'm really curious about this tanning situation.
I am too.
I know.
We'll wait.
We'll find out.
We'll interrupt back.
The text has happened.
Cool.
There is, I also noticed like there's music in the title sequence that is very like Stranger Things, like 80s, almost Adam Wingard and the Guest type music.
Yeah.
Like electronica, like cool, mellow. And I know it's a trend, but I just love the trend so much. I just, all the movies can have this music and I'll be so happy. I don't
Same.
Care.
I support it.
I love it. And I like the font. I like the title card. I don't know why, but I'm like very drawn to it. There's a poster for this movie that I think I posted on social media where it's like pink and just like a drawing of him wearing the mask and it says Creep 2 on it. And it's just like, it's so designer and like cool. And I love it. I love the artwork for this movie.
Is there going to be a Creep 3? Is
yes.
That what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
That's why like at the end, I was like, which way is this going to go?
Yes.
Because I know that there's going to be a third one. So, like... Yeah.
Did you think it was going to be a Saw thing where she takes over?
I didn't find that... I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah.
If, like, that's the direction that they were going. So I was kind of, like, expecting murder.
Yeah. But there was no... There was zero killing. Well, that's not true. Between the main... In the main story, there was zero killings.
Right.
Correct.
Interesting. Did you like the way that the movie started, Tali?
I did, and I was confused only because the description was she, and then it was a dude, and I was like, I'm out. I don't get it. I'm very confused. And I was like, well, that was the very shortest 80 minutes I'd ever experienced in my life. And I was like, oh, let's go. Got it.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the movie.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the poster.
Okay. I can look it up for you.
Oh, do you have
I'm
it?
Talking to you right oh. now about the movie.
Which
so
movie?
Maybe you could wait until
Which
do that.
Movie?
Oh my gosh. This movie. So I thought that the beginning scene was a good setup for you to remember what happened
yes.
in the first movie because you kind of know what that guy's going through.
Right.
Obviously, the setup's a little different because he was trying to creep him out, but the guy didn't know that he was the guy doing it.
Right.
Whereas
I enjoyed that where he's like, I gotta tell ya. Isn't it weird that we met around the same time that all this bullshit started happening to you? And you just see the guy like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I totally love that setup. It really did remind me, because it's been, what, a year since we lost the last one.
Right.
Yeah.
So it totally reminded me of what happened, because I haven't watched it since.
Right. And they had the Aaron scene, Aaron getting killed again scene, mm-hmm. From the previous movie when she gets to watch the video. On Modern Horrors podcast, they were talking about how cool it would be to be able to watch, like, some of the other videos of the other kills. And that would be, like, a really fun, like, shorts, like, social media shorts thing to do before the release of the third one or something. I would
watch that, like, series, to be honest with you.
It could be, like, a TV series or something.
Yeah. He, like, Mark Duplass's murder character could just be, like, the Crypt Keeper at the beginning of, like, Tales of the Crypt. They could just have, like, 30-minute episodes.
And he just intros each kill. Of him just, like,
introducing, on this murder.
That would be sweet.
Aaron was one of my favorites.
I'm going to write him a letter. Mark Duplass a letter.
Yes.
And Patrick Bice. Okay. So, what do you think of this Encounters web series as a setup for the movie? Do you think it's, like, I thought it was pretty clever, clever way to draw someone into this scenario, because it's kind of, like, I wasn't quite sure what to expect from the sequel until, you know, obviously I read the summary quite a while ago when we watched the trailer, but before the trailer came out, I didn't know how they were going to continue this story. Like, I wasn't sure how it would be possible, really, to tie this together in an interesting way. And so I was really surprised and really happy about that.
I thought it was a great way to do it.
So is this movie more effective, less effective, or just as effective as the first, Tali?
I'm going to say a little less, only because I knew what to expect to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it just as much.
Yeah. Carly?
I actually, with the exception of the ending, liked this one a little bit more than the first one because I really enjoyed the challenge that she presented him.
Yeah.
And I really liked watching him kind of deal with that in a conflicted way. The ending wasn't my favorite, but, like, the rest of it was so good that I would just, like, let it go.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I didn't find it as creepy as the first movie, but I found it more relatable. Like, I could put myself in Sarah's shoes. I liked the female character, like, kind of being a badass. And, like, I don't know. I really, like, could grasp onto it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first movie was a lot creepier.
I agree.
Oh, absolutely.
I did like this one a lot, though. I think it's a great sequel. I totally think it's worth renting.
It's worth $5 for sure.
100%. 100% it's worth. Is it $5 or $4? Either way, it's
either
worth
one.
It.
I'd pay $5.
About how much for the peen?
$5.
I think like $10.
$10 for a peen?
Just to see it for, I mean, it's a long time and you can pause it if you want to.
That's true.
That is true.
It's also a celebrity. I mean,
a celebrity peen.
Celebrity
peen. You could own that peen.
You could own it.
Wow.
For $5. On VOD.
Could take a picture of it with your phone, screenshot it.
It could be your background.
It could be your background.
Send it to people.
Your lock wallpaper. Screen.
Yeah.
I would totally send you that peen pic.
Like,
it's
just for fun.
The only acceptable dick pic.
Yes, absolutely. You need to tweet Mark Duplass and let him know he has the only acceptable dick pic.
I have tweeted at him before, and I don't know that I'd feel comfortable tweeting him that, because I think he actually reads the tweets I sent him.
I would do it, but
he's
I don't know how to do that.
He's liked my tweets before. I don't know how I feel about it. He would definitely
feel great about it.
I don't know.
I bet you he'd be flattered.
He I don't know.
Is he married? Hashtag nice bean.
I believe so.
Hashtag nice bean.
Hashtag nice bean. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. I like this episode so much.
So, I kind of drew.
Says, if you got it, flaunt it.
So Danny says, let's not use his last name. Oh. Maybe he doesn't want his full name to
My bad. He does listen to this podcast. Yeah. So that probably, sorry. I think some of his friends listen to.
Well, they know a lot about him now. Apparently, Danny says, yes, you leave the wiener out when
naked
you...
balls and peen out in okay. the peeing salon.
Okay. But that's just Danny. You know, some other guys might be more cautious with their dingling and
I feel like
maybe if you lather it up with lots of lotions beforehand so
I
it doesn't get
that
burned.
That would make for a very hard tanning experience.
Well, you have to get underneath it.
Heyo.
So you need to come up a little bit so you can tan underneath it? No. I killed Tolly. She's dead.
Oh, everything about this episode is gold.
Oh, my God. Okay, so anyway, I was going to say something very serious, and then we got into the wiener talk again. Peen talk again. I was thinking that Mark Duplass's character, I don't even know what to call him because he has no name, really.
The new Aaron.
The new Aaron. Aaron 2.0.
Aaron 2.0.
Aaron 2.0 is kind of like a new age version of, like, American Psycho. Because he's, like, he's really into, like, holistic. He seems like a very holistic, like, green smoothie. He's got his ponytail and his beard.
He does have his ponytail.
I hate the ponytail.
I kind of like the ponytail.
Made me so upset.
You don't. How do you feel about dudes with ponytails in general, though?
I'm okay with it.
But you didn't like Mark Duplass with the ponytail.
Nope.
Why?
No ponytail, no beard. It made him look older. And
I was into it.
It's not my thing.
Carly, thoughts?
I wasn't hugely into the beard, but I adjusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like beards. I'm a fan of beards, so I'm good with it. Okay.
Airplane.
Did you just say air porn?
Airplane.
Oh.
Air porn. I wish I had said air porn now.
I know. You could. You can go back and edit it in.
How do you guys feel about his jacuzzi story? So we have Aaron 2.0's jacuzzi story where he's kind of giving a history to how he became a serial killer and the first time he killed someone. Do we believe this? Is this real?
100%.
I believe it.
You think?
100%. Yep.
Because he said, oh, my God, this is going to be a good day, is what the guy who was going to kill him said. He said that in the first movie.
I was going to ask because I swear I remembered that.
Yeah. He says that when he meets Aaron for the first time.
Yeah.
So when he said that, I thought that was a great throwback. I haven't even seen Creep in a long time, but I remember him because he said it exactly the same way. And I got chills and I was like, oh, I remember that now. I loved that throwback. And I don't know. I do believe him. I don't know about the Sarah loves her juicy fruit. This seems so ridiculous. Some of the things he makes up are so ridiculous.
It's true.
Because it kind of reminds me of, like, the Peach Fuzz story. That seems insanely, like, there's no way that's real. Like, I don't believe the Peach Fuzz story, but I somewhat believe this story. Not 100%, but, like...
But for, like, you know...
I bet some of it's true, but it's, like, he has his own way of, like, making his own truths. And I also wonder, like, how much of anything he told her is true. Do you think he mostly tells the truth when he talks to his victims like this? Do you think he is, you know how, like, gracious and nice he is to people?
Yeah.
And, like, seemingly honest? He always tells people what he, like, likes about them and appreciates about their personality. Like, do you think that's real? Do you think that's genuine? Do you think he only kills people that he appreciates?
Yes.
I kind of do.
He only kills people he likes.
I think so, too. I think he...
Especially with, like, the Aaron thing. Like, he was, like, my best friend. Like, he always talks about Aaron like he genuinely loves him.
Yeah. Right? Well, and he talks about when he kills his victims, he takes on parts of their personality. So maybe he only kills people who have something that he wants.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't know, like, when he posts the ad, it's not like he knows who he's going to get.
I think he knew he was going to get her. I think he was trying to get her.
Okay.
Because I think he knew what Encounters was before he even posted that.
I agree.
Oh, because hands down.
That ad showed up the day after she's saying she's going to quit.
Fact.
I think he's been following her.
Yep. That makes sense.
But it's like he's got to be some sort of evil genius if he's able to manipulate the situation so many ways. And I wonder if he's like, it seems like he's making a lot of it up as he goes along, but he can't be because it's so...
It has to be premeditated.
It has
so
to be.
So much of it has to be premeditated.
But it's like, I can't even know, like, even at the end when he's like talking about, I'm going to stab myself and then you're going to stab yourself. Like, what if she said okay and stabbed herself?
I honestly think he half wanted that to happen. Like,
do you think he would have killed himself if she stabbed herself?
I mean, he stabbed himself first.
Yeah. But do you think he would have, like, let himself die? He obviously stabbed himself so he wouldn't die.
Right.
Because he was able to chase her around and do whatever.
I don't know. I honestly feel like he was kind of having an internal battle of how he wanted this episode to end. If he wanted his 40th birthday to die and to pass the torch onto someone else, if that's something that he felt was like a possibility. I don't know if she would have killed herself if he would have also, because I feel like he wouldn't have been able to then like pass on his legacy, I guess.
So it's kind of like he thinks of every possible scenario and has a plan for every scenario.
I feel like it. I mean, he's definitely a sociopath. So like...
But, like, how can he possibly – do you think he knew she was going to be as tough as she was? Because he did genuinely seem surprised at first.
No, I don't think he expected it. And I think that's part of the reason why he – like, the plan kind of changed as he went along.
Right. It makes sense. I kind of love Sarah, though. I thought she was a great second character for this movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked how it ended because now we know she's going to be in the third movie, right? She's got to be.
She has to be.
It's going to be a continuation of this story.
Unless she's like at the very beginning and he just murders her.
Maybe. And maybe they do that.
But she was totally crushing on him.
I think she has a crush on him. I think she's a little nuts herself.
Well, for her to stick around. Absolutely, she is.
Did you think that maybe she was a killer?
I totally did. I wrote that down. I was like, she's totally going to be part of the murder. Like, you know.
Like, you thought she would join him as being a killer or she would kill him?
I thought she would either kill him, not knowing there was a third one. I didn't know that. So I thought she was going to be an active part of, like, his demise, you know, like his death or whatever. And then, and I went, oh, wow. Like, at the end when it was, like, the shovel. Spoiler.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, so she did, you know.
Yeah.
She was part of the murder. Okay, and then the end scene, and I was like, oh, all right. Well, this took an unexpected turn. I wasn't expecting that, not knowing that there was a third one coming.
Right.
So.
Well, there was a point, okay, he wants her to kill him with an axe. He lays on that table. He gives her an axe. I mean... She looked like she contemplated it.
She was going for it.
She held it above her head, and I don't know if she did that to try and scare him to see what he would do.
Right.
Or if she did that because she was genuinely considering putting an axe to his head.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of that? Did you think that maybe she would do it?
I think she contemplated it for sure.
Yep. I thought she totally was going to do it, and I was like, I don't think 80 minutes is up yet, but maybe she's going to go on a killing spree and...
I just didn't know, because that was a weird choice. And I wonder if that's going to come back in the third film, where she is, you know, seriously considering becoming this killer now.
His little protege?
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of like the end. I liked it because now I'm excited for the third and to see how that resolves itself.
I'm kind of excited for the third.
So, I don't know. Like, I just didn't, like... The great thing about the first one is that it was just, like, really unpredictable, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, because of the first one, you don't really know how this one is going to end. But I just felt like having the final girl was very, like, formulaic in the horror community, I suppose. And, like, I wasn't a huge fan of the subway scene, personally.
I mean, we've seen the subway scene before.
Yeah.
That, oh, the killer's still in front of me or whatever. That's okay.
It's been done before, yeah.
But yeah. It's, I don't know. The only reason I like it is because I like to see how this resolves itself. And I think if he just killed her, that wouldn't have been as interesting of an ending.
I almost would have liked to have seen, like, him looking through her window, like, her home window. Because, you know, like, the first one was very much around Aaron's home.
Sure.
And then the initial scene was the same.
Right.
You know, that kind of, like, creepy, I'm in your house feeling.
Right.
And I feel like they could have closed it the same, where it's, like, that creepy, she thinks she got away with it, she's at home. Doing her videos, edit, whatever.
What if she got a box?
Or got a box. Exactly. Like something that kind of brought it full circle.
Would you have liked that better?
I just have like a hard time believing that she's not going to like tell the cops what happened.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that maybe she didn't tell the cops what happened.
Oh, she didn't. Otherwise, like she would have known that there was no body. Like for a fact, she did not tell the cops what happened. She didn't report it. And I don't believe that. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't seem honest to me.
Well, she hit him with the shovel and she ran away. And then...
But she knows
but then
there
you go
is
to
video...
The cops.
But there is video surveillance of the entire thing showing that it, none of it is her fault.
Yeah.
But does it? Because it's kind of... She should have known. And they might have blamed her for not going to them sooner. For knowing that he was a killer, or maybe she wanted to save this video for her own. Maybe she was working on editing it and getting it up to snuff to upload. But her hair looks different. I don't know how much time has taken place.
But she was wearing the locket in the exact same outfit.
She was wearing the locket?
Yes.
She loves him. She loves him. She has to.
I feel like, I don't know, like hands down, she would have reported it. The videos would have come out. Like, there's just so many things that, like, this ending just leaves.
But maybe they
just
deal with it.
And that's why I just don't like it as much.
Well, maybe they deal with it in the third one. Because
it's true.
I want to know what happened. And I like you. Like, I thought that she would have at least told the police. I mean, there's a dead body in the woods. Someone's going to find that shit.
Exactly.
So.
And she's smart. Like, she seems like a, like, smart, capable person. Especially, like, we know that she obviously, like, was super affected by him jumping off the balcony, like, pretending to hang himself. So, like, it's right. Not something that she takes super lightly. Like, just the fact that she, at least in the ending, how they portray it, makes it feel like she didn't go to the police. Like,
well, the
just
only
doesn't
time,
feel genuine.
The only time she even considered leaving is when she thought he was killing himself or dying. Like,
yeah.
That just lends itself more to she has real feelings for him. It's weird.
She
but she's a little
pain.
She's a little off her rocker.
She's a lot off her rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I kind of would like to see a little romance between them.
I wouldn't be pissed about it.
No. I wouldn't be pissed about it either.
No.
I kind of want it a little bit. But it's interesting for sure. It's definitely different than I thought it was going to end in a different plot that I thought it was gonna have. So
yeah,
I'm in for it. I'm excited to see the third one, and I'm excited to see how they wrapped it up. But yeah, I agree, like the ending is a little unsatisfying because you just don't know what happened. You don't know if she went to, maybe she did go to the cops and there was no body there and they couldn't do anything about it, so maybe she already knew he was out there still, or I don't know. We don't know. We really don't know anything. But if she, the fact I didn't catch that she was wearing the locket still, and that shit's bonkers.
Super crazy.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
Like, she has to love him. She has to have some sort of emotional attachment to him if she's still wearing that locket. Like, who would ever do that? If a guy tried to kill you and he gave you a locket right before he tried to kill you and you thought you killed him, would you be wearing that locket still?
With totally. Your with no. His picture and the picture of the man that he murdered.
Exactly.
No, like, one would do that.
That's straight weird.
She fucking loves him. It's crazy.
She does love him.
I think we cracked the code, you guys.
She wants
she
his
loves
peen.
Him.
Yeah, she saw that peen for a long time and she was like, this guy.
That's I'm right.
In. I'm in.
Do we believe that he is a virgin?
I don't.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe that.
Tony also laughed at that part.
Well.
Carly. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Like, he's bizarre. It wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
It wouldn't surprise me, but even in his, like, young adulthood.
He seems very much a recluse. He seems like he's been doing this for a really long time. He seems like he mostly chooses men to prey on. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't in a situation that presented himself to, like, have sex with a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like he goes to the bar or hangs out with people.
But he's so charming.
He is so charming.
Like, if he wanted to have a one-night stand, he totally could have. He's cute. He could,
but, I mean, even with Sarah, like, he doesn't make it weird and sexual ever.
Even when she was totally trying to jump his bones in the hot tub.
He tried to make her uncomfortable by making it sexual, but he didn't actually want it to be sexual.
Right.
Yeah. It felt more sexual in the first scene of the movie with that guy. Like, he was like, we have something really special. I know. Like, yeah. I felt like more sexuality there, and I wonder if he's gay.
Could be. Because he did say, I've never had sex with a woman.
It's true. It's going to be unrequited love then. She's in love with him. He likes schlong.
I don't blame him. I know the feeling. That's all I'm saying.
Do you? You're aware of the...
I can relate.
The penis love?
Wiener.
Peen love. Wiener. Schlong. I said schlong.
Schlong, I think, is acceptable.
Okay, I think so, too. Carly?
It's acceptable.
Okay, good. Survey says yes.
Okay. The schlong cast.
The schlong cast. That's the title of this episode is Schlong Wieners and Peen.
I would be on that podcast.
You are on that podcast.
Literally. Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
That's what's happening right now, actually. I would be on that.
Oh, so good.
Do we have anything else to add before we close out?
I think that's a really great note to leave it on.
I think so, too.
I think so.
All right. Is there anything going on with us that we would like to add before we close out? Carly, do you have anything fun going on?
No.
On your neck of the woods? Nothing?
It's been
nothing
a very mild week. Yeah. As you know, but our viewers don't know, Wyatt got neutered. So
Wyatt the dog.
Yeah. So it's been a very, boring, I guess, weekend, not leaving the house to make sure that
Conehead
everything
dog.
Heals as it should.
Got it. So really a lot of penis happening in your neck of the woods,
it's
too.
It's true. Yeah. Wieners
or
everywhere.
Or lack thereof.
Penis monitoring. Or is it ball monitoring? I guess it's ball monitoring.
It is more. She's a ball monitor.
Yeah.
The incision is like in between. So, you know.
The ball monitor.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm going to get you like a patch.
Yeah.
Put on your jacket.
That's a good one.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Tali, do you have anything fun and interesting going on in Tali Land that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah.
What?
Give me a minute and I'll think of something. No, I'm incredibly boring.
Yeah.
Had to do a 2-year-old's birthday party after this.
Oh.
Watch yourself.
What are 2-year-old birthday parties like?
In the backyard.
Yeah.
With a jumpy.
Okay.
And a lot of screaming children.
Is it like a jumping castle?
Probably.
Yeah.
With like an exchangeable banner, you know? Ninja Turtles, rip it off. Oh. Barbie, rip it off.
Interesting. What will this one hold? We don't know.
TBD.
Okay. Well, maybe
next week's episode. I'm excited to see the pictures.
Send a picture.
This is the cliffhanger.
Post it on the Patreon website.
Done.
Along with your penis drawing.
Penis drawing, and I'll wear my Final Girls t-shirt.
Do you have a Final Girls t-shirt?
No, some bitch hasn't given me one.
You have to buy it.
Where's my coupon code?
I told you I would give it to you. Anything going on with me? No, not really. I plan on watching a billion horror movies today. I have no plans this weekend. Yes. I'm just going to sit at home. I'm going to power through a bunch of horror movies and take a nap, I think also sounds lovely.
A nap sounds great.
Yeah.
F both of you. I'd pay money for a nap.
You have children.
I know, and I would pay money for a nap.
Oh. I don't know who you would pay. I think a babysitter, perhaps.
Are you available?
No.
Oh, I just heard you were watching horror movies and had no plans.
No, I have plans to watch horror movies. Oh,
and also nap.
Yes, all the time. I have no qualms about watching horror movies alone. It's one of my favorite activities. Don't judge me.
No judgments.
Thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorCast.com for more information on them, to listen to our episodes, to find a Patreon link, to find our shop link for our amazing merchandise that Tali was just talking about. And we also have stickers to give away, so if you're interested in getting some stickers, all you have to do is share our podcast on social media or rate and review us on iTunes. Send an email to finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com, and I'll send some directly to you. Be sure to include your address, because that is required if I'm going for to shipping. Send you something. Yeah.
This week's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Elizabeth, Mikey H., Nick B., Jonathan W., Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. Final Girls Horrorcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at Final Girls HC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. We also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook. You can find the link on our Facebook homepage.
Sweet. And Final Girls Horrorcast discussion group is a lot of fun, as we mention all the time. So be sure to join in there. Next week, we're doing something we've never done before. We're comparing an original film with a remake of that film. So we're going to be doing The Town That Dreaded Sundown, which is one of Carly's favorites.
I'm so excited that this movie is, like, sort of streaming.
So we're doing it is streaming for free on Vudu, which is one of those websites where we have commercials, but it's free for all to listen to watch.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Have you seen the remake too?
I have. It's kind of a sequel, but also sort of a remake. It's really, I don't know, it's interesting.
Well, I know very little about it, and I'm kind of excited about it, so.
I'm excited. I literally haven't seen The Town That Dreaded Sundown in so long, so I'm super excited to revisit it. And curious.
The remake is streaming on Vudu and also on Amazon Prime if you want to avoid commercials on the remake. Amazon is where to go. So that'll be interesting. We've never done anything like that before, and I'm excited to watch them.
Same.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's it for this week's episode. So thank you again, Tali, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On our Always Let's a Make pleasure. A Monster.
Always, always.
We'll see you next year for Creep 3.
Heck yes, you will.
All right.
I will not watch any horror movies between now and then.
I'm sure you won't. But until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye. Bye.